Chainsaws searching for tornado survivors in southeast Alabama. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There are simply in some locations the complete residences are gone.
And at least 23 people are dead. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, and now that their sun is up, the search for survivors and possibly more victims is resuming.
We anticipate the number of fatalities may rise as the day goes on.
Sheriff Jay Jones in Lee County, Alabama, speaking about a possible EF3 tornado striking the town of Beauregard.
This is a very trying time, I think it goes without saying, and it's very difficult. I have not seen this type of a level of destruction ever.
And in South Carolina, bad storms and a possible tornado left 8,000 power customers without service, Dave.
And there's also storm damage in Georgia. There's another Democrat in a crowded race for president. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Another Democrat who was considering a run now says he won't be a candidate. Former Attorney General Eric Holder writes in the Washington Post he will still fight to elect the right Democratic president. In a new Wall Street Journal NBC poll, a majority of Democratic voters say they want a candidate with progressive policies that might cost more over someone with a less costly agenda. That same poll also gives President Trump a slightly higher approval rating, up to 46%. Both Presidents Obama and Clinton had similar numbers at this point in their first terms. This despite what a Trump tweet calls presidential harassment.
There's no one that could factually say there's not plenty of evidence of collaboration or communications between Trump Organization and Russians.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner on NBC's Meet the Press. House Democrats are expanding their Trump probes. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
As House Democrats expand their probes into President Trump, they are planning to request documents today for more than 60 people, including Donald Trump Jr. This comes after Michael Cohen's testimony last week, the ex-Trump lawyer alleging the president has committed crimes. But the president continues to call Cohen a convicted liar and fraudster, suggesting in a tweet the public hearing last week was partly to blame for him walking away from the North Korea nuclear summit. Now, Cohen will go back to the Capitol this week.
Michael Cohen ended three straight days of congressional testimony with a closed-door, secure-setting session with the House Intelligence Committee. Questions were said to focus on a proposed Trump Tower Moscow project and WikiLeaks. Cohen says there's still more to discuss. That will happen in another closed-door session Wednesday. But it could be just the beginning. After last week's open hearing with the House Oversight Committee, Chairman Elijah Cummings hinted investigations across multiple congressional panels. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is another court hearing today in the sexual misconduct case against Kevin Spacey in Massachusetts. The actor doesn't have to be there, but has been told to be available by phone if necessary.
Kevin Spacey has pleaded not guilty to felony indecent assault and battery charges, accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a Massachusetts bar in 2016. He is not expected to be at the Nantucket hearing. Spacey's lawyer has questioned the evidence against him and asked the judge to have the accuser's cell phone data for the 6 months following the alleged assault preserved. This is the first criminal case brought against Spacey after a string of sexual misconduct allegations crippled his career in 2017. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Some parts of Massachusetts and other areas of New England are buried by snow. More than a foot of it has fallen, and there are more than 700 flights that have been canceled, many of them to and from Boston and New York City. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 100 points ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new report says the University of Illinois' Women Resources Center is having a tough time keeping up with demand. The center helps women who have been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted. The News Gazette says Director Sarah Colomb estimates women might have to wait up to a week to see an advocate unless the need is urgent. They have a resolution to be considered at today's academic senate meeting, encouraging the school to hire more advocates who have experience working with populations considered to be more vulnerable to sexual misconduct. It also urges more funding for the campus faculty and staff assistance program, and for graduate students who are not covered by tenure. A new bill proposes that Illinois drivers would only need one license plate on their vehicle. Representative Alan Skillicorn of East Dundee says it would save the state $800,000 a year because they could cut the license plate production in half. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
That was Elvis Presley, like Tupelo. That was all I had for that. All right, what do we got?
We're at zero now. Up to 16, 9 our low tonight. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine. Windy tomorrow with a high 22, low 10. Sunshine expected on Wednesday, high near 30. Snow showers in the forecast on Thursday with a high 32. 38 on Friday, up towards 50 by Saturday for that special Olympic polar plunge and donut dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. Right now, the temperature's at zero. ESPN 93.5.
Every month we try and celebrate law enforcement because they deserve it and because there's so much out there that just isn't true or right. In riding around with Lieutenant Joe McCullough, University of Illinois Police Force unofficial, and I've ridden around with him a number of times, it just doesn't cease to amaze me how good he is at not only observing everything, but just being so good with people. And with everybody having to wear a body cam now, it's just everything's documented. And so it's ridiculous to think that police wake up every day with bad thoughts to go get people and hurt. It's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So I celebrate them, and people hear the voices, and they go, man, they sound like a pretty good guy. Got another good one in your studio right now is Officer George Sandwich. Why did you, in 1995, want to do this?
Well, that's a good question, Stevie. I just always liked doing different things as I was coming up, getting older, coming out of high school, and got into the Army Guard, and eventually it kind of led me into a law enforcement job.
And you understood that there's danger, and you got to wear a lot of equipment every day and get in and out of cars and go up to tinted windows, and you liked it.
Yeah, the wonderful thing about a police officer is that when you're working shift is you kind of make your day as far as this is your district and this is your job. It's not the same old sitting in an office and day-to-day routine. You get out and you make your day.
But it's got stupid dangerous over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years where people look at police and they don't have the respect they used to. Can we get that back?
Some of the things that are happening now, they happened 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago when I first started. It's just, I think you just hear about more of it now.
Yeah. But you go every day, you do your thing, you protect and serve, and you do work that has to be done, and you don't want to get anybody. Nobody ever, you want to help maybe what could be a really bad day for somebody, right? You want to help them.
That's right. Now, as a police officer, all the police officers I work with, I work with a really good group of people. We just try to do what's right. When you get a call, how do you fix that call? Just like you would call somebody to fix your furnace or something like that. When that goes down, if there's a problem in the office space where somebody's acting suspicious, something like that, the police officers, they go and they fix the problem.
Yeah. Okay, so you're winding down on your career as a U of I police officer. Any ideas what the next 50 years are going to hold for you, George?
Well, I don't know. vacation time. So hopefully I can kind of settle in and when I take all this stuff off and try to figure out what to do. But I run to my retired friends, and I see them, and then they always talk, man, I kind of miss the job, and then we start talking about, like, I don't miss that part.
Right, that's right. And of course, you know, Steve Meckling is a good friend of mine who retired 3 years ago, and used to be partners with him?
Yeah, we been riding motorcycle, good Lord. The program started in 1999, and this was through Sharon Andre, Big Bill Weisinger. Those guys were instrumental. We started a motorcycle program. We rode side by side for years and years.
You have a really soothing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he?
Yes. Maybe it's you should consider radio.
12:15 a.m. I'm George. Go ahead. You're on the air. I mean, you'd be really a good counselor, because kind of a police officer has to be a counselor a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of social work when it comes to policing.
Yeah. Has there been a situation you remember vividly that just won't leave your memory bank? Was it a one in particular where, criminy, I'm in trouble, or this is really bad, or I need to call 10 backups? I mean, have you been through those kinds of things?
Yeah. I've had a few of those critical incident type things, and it sticks with you for quite a while. And your mind eventually, you know, comes to grips with it, and you move on. But every so often, there will be something that kind of sparks it, and you remember it.
Yeah. What about something you want everybody to know about police?
Well, there's always that thing you see with the parents, and they'll say, hey, you, and they joke around with their kids a little bit, like, hey, don't do anything or else I'm going to tell that officer to come get you. Yeah. And it's kind of a funny joke, but I wish, you know, the parents wouldn't do that, because we're there to help everybody, period.
Well, there's fear. I mean, kids sometimes are raised thinking police are going to get me.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't want that. You're there to help and make sure you uphold the law.
Yep, we're there to fix the problem, and it doesn't matter what the problem is. If and that's the thing with the real world. If things really go bad, you can't, you know, call just a friend down the street, hey, come and help me, because the world has just gone crazy for me at this location and time. So you call the 911, and what's the emergency? And no matter what it is, we come and fix it.
Not only are you an officer, you're SWAT, you serve your country in National Guard. I mean, is all this going to end at the same time?
We'll see. On the Guard side, I've got, oh goodness, 33 years there. So I've been doing that since 85. Who knows? When I retire from the police job, I might try to do something there full time for a little bit.
George, I'm probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 tenths of a mile from the Busey Bank here at the Pines in Urbana. If I had you with your rifle, could you hit the blue B on Busey? Are you that good of a shot?
Yes.
Lieutenant McCullough said you're very, very good at that. So, man, I don't think I could hit the building, and you're going to hit the B blue. That's incredible. George, you're a good man, and thank you for serving. We truly appreciate your work, and I know you're not a pretentious guy and very humble. You work with a lot of good people, and you have for years, but you just know that we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming out. George Sandwick, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month here on ESPN 93.5. What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
ESPN 93.5, nice meeting George Sandwick. A really, I was told he's a really good guy. He's a really good guy.
How about that?
818, ESPN 93.5. For March, it's George Sandwick, University of Illinois Police Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
And the 10th straight loss for the Wildcats yesterday. 81-76, our Illini win. The last 7 minutes, all from the foul line. We are 7-11 in the Big Ten and 11-18 overall. Andre Felice with 26 points. Next up will be Indiana on Thursday as we host and honor our seniors, Aaron Jordan and Adonis De La Rosa and Drew Case. So go Illini all around. When it came to baseball, we took a loss to Connecticut. 7-4 was the final. Myrtle Beach, the 7-2 on our record. And Northeastern will happen at 10 a.m. today. We also have our Illini golfers, two in the top 10, and they are playing the Southern Highlands Collegiate. So go Illini. We had San Jose over the Blackhawks 5-2. Atlanta beat the Bulls 123-118. Keith Mitchell wins in the PGA Honda Classic down in Florida.
You never heard of him because nobody ever had.
I see.
First victory for Keith Mitchell, who was tied with Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka. They were all getting ready for sudden death, and then the kid drops in a 15, 20-foot putt and does that really authentic fist pump because, man, that's his first one. He gets exempted for 3 years, gets to go to the Masters. He qualifies for everything because he made a putt.
Quite a break.
Quite a win. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high of 16 expected today, Stevie. Down to 9 tonight. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, windy. Gusts up to 22 miles per hour tomorrow. High 22, low 10. Up to 29 on Wednesday and snow in the forecast for Thursday. But things are looking good after Friday on. We're essentially towards 40 and maybe even 50 into the weekend. Right now the temperature is at zero, though, and the wind chill 18 below zero. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, maybe it could be Dr. George Show, midnight to 6. Take your calls. Dr. George Sandwick taking your calls.
I like that.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Calm, soothing voice.
Tell me about that. Yeah. Nice guy. 820 ESPN 93.5.
The Fox Business Network. A trade deal with China appears to be moving closer. The Wall Street Journal says there could be an agreement as soon as this month. Gold mining company Newmont is rejecting a buyout bid from competitor Barrick Gold. Newmont says a previously announced $10 billion offer from Goldcorp is a superior deal. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is again trying to have the court in Japan release him on bail. Ghosn is awaiting trial on financial misconduct charges. His attorney is offering to have Ghosn monitored by surveillance cameras. Another car company is being investigated for the way it spends its money. Germany's Porsche unit of Volkswagen is being looked at for unpaid taxes. Reports in Germany says the government is investigating money spent on parties, private trips by managers on company planes, and chauffeur services. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer. Each week, Fox's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, sits down with a panel of Fox News personalities and experts to bring you up-to-date information on potential 2020 presidential candidates.
I'm going to get me a beer.
The state of play.
Justice rings out for all.
And the possible path to victory.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer, wherever you get your podcasts, or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Exclamation point.
I'm telling you this, tornado, man. Beauregard, Alabama, I'm seeing nothing but, well, what we saw in Ogden. I mean, we know how tornadoes are around here, what we saw in Sedoris in the 70s. I mean, it's just total devastation. These Category 5 things just blow through, and 5 minutes later, everything's gone. Boy, it's just horrible. It's Lee County, Alabama, near Montgomery, not far from Auburn, south of, south of, obviously, Atlanta, Georgia, but southwest, if you want to try and find Lee County. But it's 23 dead, I think. It's just devastation. Our prayers are with everybody involved down there. We all understand tornadoes here. Gifford, we know about devastation. We know about how things can completely be gone in minutes. It is just, I don't know, tornadoes pop up quickly. We know there's storms, and all of a sudden the funnel clouds form, and they come down, and, you know, some stay overhead, some come, and we all understand all that. Tornadoes are kind of our thing here when it comes to catastrophic, and we've had them. All right, 822 is going to be a polar plunge. This is something we support every year, polar plunge and donut dash. This is all to benefit the Special Olympics Illinois. It's coming up this Saturday, and it's, well, you said 49, Diane, so that's way better than zero. That's for darn sure. It's Leah?
Yeah. Leah Zanecki is going to talk about the Little Mermaid from St. Thomas More.
We're going to talk polar plunge right after that. But tell me, you guys got a show. I love the Little Mermaid. Daughter Grace, my daughter, was in that. She was Ariel. That's a great show.
Yes, we're having a lot of fun with it. It's a really fun show, and everyone knows it. So it's really exciting.
Leah Zanecki, you're the director?
No, I'm playing Ariel.
You're Ariel? You're a student?
Yes.
Oh, you're the star. Come on.
And Noelle Schaft is also Ariel. We're performing on alternating performances. So
awesome. Okay.
I'm going to be performing on Thursday and Saturday afternoon, and then Noelle's going to be performing on Friday night and Saturday.
All right, so people can go to STM Thursday through Saturday and see The Little Mermaid. Obviously great for children, right?
Yes, it's really great. And if you've ever watched the movie with your kids or as a kid, it's similar to the movie, but there are also new songs, a few new songs. So it's also kind of surprising. So it's not just the same old thing that you've seen.
I bet you're having fun with whoever's playing Ursula, huh?
Yes, we're having a lot of fun. But, both Noelle and I, the person who's playing Ursula, we're really close with them. So it's been really fun to work so closely with them and get even closer.
Awesome. Well, I love it. I think it's great. I hope people come and see your show, and particularly Leah, Thursday and Saturday afternoon.
Too,
you want to see Leah, huh? Say, I heard you on the radio. Well, listen, thank you for that. We hope people enjoy Little Mermaid at STM Thursday through Saturday. Leah Zanecki, the star, one of the stars. Congratulations. Break a leg, Leah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed talking with you. She's Ariel in Little Mermaid at STM. Okay, I didn't know that was even coming up. I'm glad you called in. All right, now, the polar plunge we were discussing here at Lake of the Woods, it's on Saturday. I shouldn't assume everybody knows where that is. Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, 109 South Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. And there people will be jumping in chilly water. Jackie,
yes.
Walk, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, I'm just happy it's not going to be like minus 100.
Yeah, it's looking like sunny and 48 right now, Jackie.
I know. Let's hope it stays that way.
Okay, so this is the Benefit Special Olympics. How do you raise money on this?
Well, you ask family and friends for donations, you know, $5-$10 here and there. You need a minimum of $100 to order the plunge, and you get the official plunge hoodie. And you can do all that on plungeillinois.com.
And so it's obviously going to be cold. Do some people dip their foot in, or do they all go full bear dive in?
You know, it really ranges. We have some athletes that aren't able to go fully into the water, so they go and they, you know, they tip their toe in.
Yeah.
But we have a lot that go, they fully immerse themselves. They go all in.
Can you imagine if you went into this thing and you had a rule that said you can't move your arms after you get back? Everybody's flapping their arms. You know, that's the first reaction when you get cold.
I know. Now, there is a warming center there, the little tent, so you can switch out of your... A lot of people in costume, right, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. Our costumes are the best part, and we have a costume contest. So we have plunger trophies that we've created, and we have first, second, and third costumes. So those are always, like, the best part of the day.
Well,
I
just had a brilliant idea of a costume. Wetsuit.
Okay.
We actually say wetsuits are not allowed.
Oh, no scuba divers then.
No way. You gotta feel a little bit of it.
I was gonna go as a scuba diver, man.
And the Donut Dash steps off at 9 a.m. Talk about that 5K.
Yes, the Donut Dash is a fun little twist on all the 5Ks out there. At each mile marker, you can have the option to eat a donut whole, and then we will mark your bib and remove a minute off your time at the very end.
Oh, funny.
And at the end, we have donuts for everyone to enjoy.
That's right.
Snorf City, I'm ready.
So kind of the main pavilion there at Lake of the Woods is the ground zero of sorts, the headquarters, and just an hour before for the 5K that steps off at 9, in case you want to spontaneously get involved. 10 a.m. is when the registration and check-in starts for the noon polar plunge, right?
That's right.
Well, Jackie, hope you raise a lot of money. Everybody stay safe. Has a great time at Lake of the Woods Saturday. Thanks for all you do for Special Olympics, and we really we are excited to be part of this.
Oh, thank you for being part of us and supporting our athletes. We greatly appreciate
it. You betcha. We love your athletes. Thank you, Jackie Walk, Special Olympics, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, you're that famous actress.
You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com.
You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Shop away those winter blues and visit Game Day Spirit, where select men's and women's apparel is 30% off now. Ladies can shop great deals on Illinois-branded business attire in missies and plus sizes, perfect for the office. Gentlemen gravitating towards a sharp casual look will find 47 brand apparel marked down as well. Exclusions may apply. Check deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and try one of your favorites on in the store.
Yeah, I just met Joel Kusky. He's Joel Kusky Landscaping, and he drew up a plan for our house.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. I mean, he's from here, and he's really, 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 really good at what he does.
When you see the computer image
of
your yard, it's
3D.
Like, I want that.
There's no question. Anyway, we're partners with Joel Kusky Landscaping, and you just might want to have him come over and put your yard in that computer.
Sure. I actually Googled the best landscaping in the area, and he had only a few reviews, but he had 5 stars. And I think that was a huge plus. And then once we met him, I was sold just by talking to him.
We have now used Kusky twice for our landscaping, both in our backyard and our front yard, and we are very thrilled with the results. It looked very similar to the drawings that Joel had shown us initially, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
I'm Joel Kusky. Kusky.com. KOUSKI.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. At least 23 people are dead, and there are drones overhead and dog teams on the ground looking for anybody trapped in the rubble of a tornado strike in Alabama.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for.
That's Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones. The House Judiciary Committee wants documents from more than 60 people associated with or formerly associated with President Trump.
New York Democrat Jerry Nadler heads up the committee, which would oversee a potential impeachment hearing.
Impeachment is a long way down the road. We don't have the facts yet.
Nadler told ABC's This Week that the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., is likely a target, along with Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump on Twitter calls all of this presidential harassment by crazed Democrats at the highest level in the history of our country. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
In Urbana, a man was arrested after stealing a car. WCIA says the officer made the traffic stop Saturday evening, and when the officer ran the plates, the vehicle had been reported stolen out of Champaign. Police say the driver, 26-year-old Levi Sample, drove off. He ran from police after losing control of the vehicle, and he was arrested. A proposal to abolish the statewide commission that approves charter schools is gaining support. There is a cap on the number the state can have. New charters have to go through the local school board. The Illinois News Network says if denied, the Illinois State Charter School Commission can go over the local school board and approve the new school anyway. State Representative Chris Welch, the sponsor of House Bill 2100, said it is about creating a fair process and respecting local control. The measure has passed out of a committee. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I don't know that there is.
Because that would be titled, woo, 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 woo.
Right.
That, that's pretty much it.
Female empowerment thing.
Guys would never open up like that.
I'd say there were 10 speakers on the panel. Julia Reeds and Deb Frank Finan opened it up, sitting on chairs and visiting back and forth.
So it was just
issues.
Perspective of all
women-related
issues.
Right.
It wasn't that guys were discouraged. Guys could have gone, but you didn't see a man.
Right.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, the gun, you know, issue in America and here in our community came up when Julia and Deb were having a discussion, and then kind of a more compassionate lean on how to deal with that from ladies.
How do you, I'd love to know. How would they deal? You know, how would a woman deal with the gun
meeting
issue?
With families and trying to do some preventative and, you know, having, some counseling more and
if they're willing.
Right.
I mean,
that's the thing.
The problem with the gun issue is it's darn near impossible because of the practicality of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can't reach somebody at the house because they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 14-year-old's involved in a gang. I mean, it's daunting. But, I mean, talking, certainly, I think that's great.
Sure.
There's some you can reach. But, man, it's a really deep problem. And we're getting more shootings in Champaign than I can ever remember.
Mm-hmm.
More news reports of more shootings. And it's, I would guess, predominantly gang-related.
Right.
They shot me, I'm going to shoot them kind of thing. And then nobody talks to anybody. Snitches get stitches. We learned that from Dan Ward, last month's Law Enforcement Official of the Month. So,
right.
And that's sad.
Some women coming out of sexual abuse situations, women coming out of miscarriage situations. These were all some of the themes of various ladies. So it was a great night of empowerment and high-fiving.
That's great. Well, good work, ladies, at the Virginia Theater. I think guys could get a lot from that. I think you just learn a little more perspective. Isn't it good for us to understand each other a little bit more? I think it'd be just a real chance for, I don't think many guys be interested, but I think it'd be helpful to understand, to kind of get their perspective on stuff. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. There's a lot of difference between men and women. And that might not be politically correct to say, but I don't care. There's a lot of difference between men and women. A lot. And to understand each other a little more, it would be very helpful. Okay. 359-2255. You're always welcome. Text in if you'd like. Taking a girl's trip is good for your health. Kelly Aceta. She's a speaker, coach, and author of How to Defuse the Landmines We Plant in Our Lives. Kelly Aceta, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I told you she'd be real fired up. You're a speaker, and all speakers are fired up like
sure.
that. That's awesome. We love it. Okay. First of all, the reason...
Gotta walk our talk.
Absolutely. Taking a girl's trip is good for your health. Explain.
Oh, my gosh. As a matter of fact, it's hysterical. I just literally got back from a girl's trip last night. You know, women tend to just pour into everyone in their lives, their kids, their spouse, their job. Men do as well, but we don't take the time usually to replenish our energy and restore the necessary elements of happiness to then keep pouring into the people that we love. So, yes, a girl's trip is crucial to our happiness, and our happiness communicates into our health.
Well, we had something we do every year here in Champaign-Urbana called That's What She Said, and it's, you know, women talking about stuff, and Diane went and said there were no guys there. I think guys could gain from learning about it.
10% maybe were guys.
All right, so very few men.
Right.
But I'm just saying, Kelly, wouldn't it be helpful if men tried to understand, and women tried to understand men? I think that obviously, and I just said men are different than women, women are different than men, so what? Why don't we try and understand a little more? Women carry so much. I mean, my wife can do 15 things at once, and I freak if I have more than one.
And you're absolutely right. We should have opportunities for the men to understand women better. As a matter of fact, the men who have read my book, which is mainly written for women, said that they gained so much insight about how women beat themselves up and what kind of stress that we put ourselves under that's self-imposed. And yes, we need to be more communicative with our men when we need help. A lot of times women will just hold on to it and not tell the men in their lives that they need help, and they just try and do everything. And that, again, is really, really crucial, communication. But there is something to be said for having time with the girls. Men and women have very different communication styles. If guys get together, and I think men should get together as well. I'm not just saying that it's great for the girls. But when men get together, they can sit on a couch for a couple hours, watch a game, say a few things to each other here and there, and they had a great time. Women, we love to process and talk through things that we're struggling with in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how when we're talking with our girlfriends, a problem that we're having in our lives, all of a sudden turns and now we're laughing about it because it's so frustrating or so bad. We're laughing until we cry, or we cry until we laugh. It's just a female thing of the way we can process through things and let our emotions rage. A lot of times our emotions scare the heck out of our men. When we're crying, our men want to fix it. And sometimes we just need somebody to listen to us. And that's kind of hard for a guy, but women understand that.
Well, the book is How to Diffuse the Landmines We Plant in Our Lives. How do we do that, Kelly?
I wish I could tell you how to do it in just one quick phone call. But it is a great quick read for any woman. I wrote it for the busy woman who doesn't have time to read a book. I am one. I have been one. I love to read. But this is just going to give you practical, common sense ways to diffuse all these landmines that we self-impose in our lives, like mommy guilt, insecurity, victim mentality, all sorts of things, comparison. Oh my gosh, when we see things on social media and, you know, we just beat ourselves up that we're less than, or that we're not good enough. And so it has all the tools to diffuse all that garbage out of our lives.
Do women care more about social media than men?
Absolutely. We don't care about it more. We take to heart. Mm. It's amazing. I had a friend post a picture the other day, and she was with her family, and it was beautiful setting, and the sun was creating a halo effect over the family. Well, I happened to be at that photo shoot, and it was a disaster. Kids were crying. The husband was frustrated. The mom was screaming. I mean, it was a disaster. But here this picture looks like, you know, everything's perfect. Of course we're going to put our best foot forward on social media. That's not, I'm not going to fault somebody for that. No one wants to see you with rollers in your hair and no makeup on. But you watching things on social media as a woman, you can't let it eat you alive and think that you are not good enough because of what you see on social media.
And women, do they care more about weight than men, or is that equal?
I think it's that insecurity landmine. Yeah. I think, you know, society has put a lot of pressure on especially young women to be a certain size. And when we don't measure up to the standard social norm, it creates insecurity. And it really, you know, body image is a much bigger issue amongst women than it is amongst men. I mean, there's some men that have it, but it's really a female issue, for sure.
Okay, well, you can go buy Kelly's book. I presume you're on Amazon with this. Is that right?
I am.
How to Diffuse the Landmines We Plant in Our Lives. How do people find Kelly Acetta, A-C-C-E-T-T-A?
They can also visit my website, which is truth.coach. Not .com, .coach.
Okay. That's unique. Truth.coach. Kelly, nice meeting you, and really a pleasure. Maybe we can chat again sometime.
I would love it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 843, Kelly Aceta. We all put landmines in our life.
We do.
Maybe women more. I don't know.
I agree.
Guys, it depends. You know, there's guys that are so tuned in and perceptive and caring mm-hmm. and listening, and mm-hmm. and there's a lot of guys that aren't. So, you
got right.
There's that. 843.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar. Just south of the State Farm Center.
Sam Astrike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, here we go. Sports headlines.
The Wildcats got their 10th straight loss from our Illini yesterday. 81-76 was the final. Dre Felice with 26 points. We also have Indiana coming up on Thursday as we honor seniors Aaron Jordan and Adonis De La Rosa and Drew Case in the Big Ten boards yesterday. Number 9 Michigan beat number 17 Maryland 69-62. We've got posturing going on because next Wednesday starts the Big Ten tournament and we don't know who's going to start or out.
Yep.
And everyone wants legs at the end of the tournament.
It's darn near impossible to win 4 in a row. You want to get the double bye, so you only play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's been, I think, one Big Ten team, I think it was Iowa, that won 4 in a row.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you just can't, and certainly can't do 5 in a row. You just, I mean, just 5 games in a row?
That's right.
You can't, no legs at the end of that.
Atlanta over the Bulls, 123-118. San Jose over the Blackhawks, 5-2. Joey Logano had the checkered flag. In golf, Keith Mitchell, a first-time winner. And I'm reading how the Jacksonville Jaguars are expected to sign free agent quarterback Nick Foles to a multi-year contract today.
Some news.
Mm-hmm. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Da sausages.
Yeah, maybe Michigan did it last year. 4 in a row is really hard to do in the Big Ten tournament. Nobody's done 5 because we haven't had 5 that long. But it's just hard because you're just your energy. Maybe you have a really deep team, but you have to be making shots. Michigan was the team that actually beat Brad Underwood in the first round of the NCAA in the overtime 92-91 or something. It was just so incredible. And Michigan was hot. I do remember they came out of that tournament really hot. I'd forgotten they'd won four. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 16, low 9 with sunshine. Up to 22 tomorrow, down to around 10. 29 the high on Wednesday with sunshine. Snow in the forecast Thursday. And then a little warming trend, actually. 38 Friday, 49 on Saturday, 46 on Sunday, 41 on Monday. We just have this cold to deal with here at the beginning of the week. We're currently at 2 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day he'd be out playing street hockey constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car! You're gonna make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Yep, we celebrated George Sandwich. A U of I officer for 20 plus years. I ask him, why did he do it?
Well, that's a good question, Stevie. I just always liked doing different things as I was coming up, getting older, coming out of high school, and got into the Army Guard, and eventually it kind of led me into a law enforcement job.
And you understood that there's danger and you got to wear a lot of equipment every day and get in and out of cars and go up to tinted windows, and you liked it.
Yeah. Now, the wonderful thing about a police officer is that when you're working shift is you kind of make your day as far as this is your district and this is your job. It's not the same old sitting in an office and day-to-day routine. You get out and you make your day.
That's true. But, yeah, you're wearing a bulletproof vest and everybody... Not everybody. See, that's bad. Some don't like you. And then there was the ball game that we want you to hear a lot more with Jeremy Warner and Dion Thomas in the house, ready after 9. A little more on this, but, yeah, really good game.
Well, he was, I don't know, what were we, 10, 11 games in? You know, I think, you know, kind of the old myth that is it takes junior college players a semester, you know, to get acclimated and understand what we're doing, and now he's confident.
That's Andres Feliz he's talking about.
And and he's, you know, he's three-fourths of his way through his first year, and you're seeing a guy that knows and where he can pick and choose his spots, and he's more comfortable in the offense, and he was terrific tonight.
He started, you know, Andres, at Purdue, maybe just to get a different look there on the road, but has he maybe shown where he is, you know, the type of guy that you like to bring off the bench, just with, you know, kind of the energy and effort that he always has?
Dre does an unbelievable job of echoing me, and what I mean by that, it sometimes gets lost in translation from what goes on in a huddle or the course of a game. You always see him; he's over standing in front of me. He echoes that, and now he's getting to a point where he's really confident. Hey, let's run this. Let's run that.
I was more aggressive, and credit to all my teammates that they was able to find me, you know, when I was on transition or when I was opening. I give all the credit to my teammates.
That's what you do. Give credit to the other guys. Mm-hmm. But he has this ability when he brings it up the court. He said, I look back to see where the bigs are, big tall guys, and if they're not there, then I just kind of go.
Why not?
But he goes, there's just a lot of guys that can't do that without charging into people. He has a slashing, he's very gifted going to the, don't you think he's going to make money playing basketball?
Probably so.
I mean, going to the basket and creating and getting fouled and making free throws, which he was 16 out of 17. I can't tell you the last Illini that was 16 out of 17.
Right.
Can't tell you. No idea. Don't know if it's ever happened. Jeremy, I'm sure, and their crack staff of statisticians will know something about that.
There you go.
Okay, fun. Let's stay warm today. Watch out for some of the icy spots because in, like, you know, parking lots and things, they're patchy. And when it's this cold and it's very short-lived. Oh, by the way, when we spring ahead on the clock Saturday night, Diane and I will be up in the dark again.
Yes. Briefly. Yes.
But it'll stay light till like 7. And we'll do that Saturday night when we lose that hour, and then Monday I'll complain about, oh, that's just really affecting me more than it should. Because that's kind of a common thing.
I was just noting, because of Felice's accent, where he's from, it looks like in high school he went to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it sounded more Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
good
he's
tougher, man. 26 points.
Well, he's just really good.
Fabulous.
He's been getting better. And having that kind of, I mean, think about that. You got Isle, you got Dre, as they call him. I think Georgie is a wonderful player. I think he's going to be incredibly good here. And there's just Trent Frazier, and then you got the Kofi kid, the 7-footer coming in, who's supposed to be a 5-star. And then this guy January. I mean, how's it going to work when he plays in February? Anyway, he'll be great.
Things are looking up.
All right, definitely. All right, Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stand by. You can always hear anything we do on podcast, same for all the shows. Just go to ESPNCU.com and just check out the podcast if you like. Again, thank you to Officer George Sandwick for coming in as our Law Enforcement Official of the Month for March. University of Illinois Police, it seemed like an official was not a big deal, thankfully, as we continue to work toward eliminating the darn thing.
That's right.
Well, they've done a really good job, and very few incidents that I saw in my ride along. Okay, meet you tomorrow. Thank you, Jeremy Warner Show next with Dion Thomas. Stand by. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday.
Getting the kids to bed ain't easy.